Hi.
Where am I going to put this?
Hello, love. I'm Sarah Powell and I've just had something sensational. Toast, a great start, a strong start. I found in the fridge that I'd forgotten about a burrata. Yeah, not a mozzarella. Oh, no, no. Like mozzarella, but with cream. I found it in the fridge and I'd bought it from Aldi. Here's the best bit. Yellow sticker. I mean, it's actually orange sticker in Aldi. But nevertheless, money off is the point. Burrata on toast. I mean, already it's great, isn't it? And then pear. Yeah, sliced up a bit of pear. Tis the season. I don't actually know if it is the season for pears. But I put a bit of pear on. Seems springy. Pear seems more autumnal, actually. Forget I said it was the season. Pear, sliced, bit of honey. I really think that fruit and cheese on toast is my love language. I think it would have to feature on some sort of Last Supper. It'd be some sort of starter. Also, I want to be very clear, literally no one's asked, Sarah, what do you want for your Last Supper? But here we are. I want a bread basket. And I just want to be very clear on that, because I think sometimes it's a bit of a grey area when you hear people talk, you know, that what would you have? You've got one meal left, starter, main, pudding. What would you have? And nobody talks enough, I don't think, about a bread basket when you sit down with oils, with butter, little bit of sea salt. That's what I'm after. So today's a lovely day. We are going to Margate. The sun is shining and we're going to Margate. Unfortunately, our doggy daycare, which was phenomenal. They used to pick Peggy up at about 8:30 in the morning, drop her back about 5:30. It was brilliant. And they didn't mind that she was horrible. They didn't mind. They were okay with it. She's had to close. She's lost the premises. Something's happening with the council. And she said she just can't find anywhere else. I cannot tell you how much we miss Ellie and the daycare. Anyway, we've got to take Peggy with us to Margate. No, can you imagine taking your own dog on a day trip with you? So that will make things slightly more fraught, but nevertheless. But I'm going to see a couple. I'm going to see a lovely couple about their wedding. We're going to talk all about the ceremony. So I've put makeup on, you know, make the effort. They're a paying client. The least I can do is put a bit of mascara on. And I went to put on one of my favourite things to put on your face, which is the Trini BFF. Okay, Trini London BFF. I don't know what it is. I don't know how she's done it, but it is like a filter on your face. And if ever you need a present, if ever your mother-in-law's saying, what do you want for your birthday? Get her to get you a Trini BFF, okay? And they do a tinted one as well, which is BFF serum. This is just the normal one. Anyway, went to get it out of my makeup bag, dropped it. It landed, it's like a pump. It landed, pumped down, and squirted all the way up the bath. Do you know what I did? I took that Trini BFF, I wiped it off the bath, and I put it on my face, right? And that, that is the level of self-care that I will go to. They are the lengths. We do have a clean bath on the whole, I would say. But nevertheless, yeah, I took it off with my finger, wiped it off, put it on my face. Have the most gorgeous day today, love. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much for listening. I love you very much. And I will see you next time for Elevenses with me.